They say that breaking up is hard to do. It may be hard if you're straight, but it's downright impossible in many places if you happen to be gay and married or even domestic partnered. That was the takeaway of a recent report on the obstacles that some same-sex couples face when they tie the knot in one state and try to Brittany it in another. The battle to win the right to marry may have matured into its second decade, but the struggle for the right to tear asunder is just getting started. Take Cassandra Ormiston's wife. Please. Cassandra and her partner Margaret married in Massachusetts a few years back, then moved to neighboring Rhode Island. Now they want to move to Splitsville, but Rhode Island refuses to grant them a divorce. The top court of the tiny estate ruled in December that same-sex couples can't divorce because state law has never defined marriage as anything other than a different sex union. Cassandra's only alternative is to move back to Massachusetts and live there for a year before she can get a legal divorce. Talk about a ball and chain. Same-sex couples who have domestic partnered in California are likely to face similar barriers to getting unhitched in the dozens of states that have expressly banned or limited same-sex unions. Compared to the ease of signing a domestic partnership document at City Hall, unpartnering in California is already a divorce-like endeavor. Fortunately, at least California allows couples who have formed partnerships here to dissolve them here, even if they have moved to another state. And Oregon recently followed our lead in permitting partners to part from afar. It seems that here in the West, we're once again at the forefront of the back end of marriage. And while it may be tempting to relegate this mess to be careful what you ask for status, it raises serious legal problems for people trying to make a clean break and get on with their lives, particularly if there are children and custody issues involved. Breaking up may be hard to do, but it's a human reality we all face and a basic legal right we need to share. With a Perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.